Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. May we be so deeply rooted in God's Word and His presence that nothing of this world will be able to shake us. Not trials, tribulations, temptations, and not desert or barren seasons. The joy of the Lord is new and reliable every morning, and nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. So let us ask God to fill us afresh with His perspective. Let's receive His Spirit of strength, truth, wisdom, revelation, joy, and boldness to go out and bear witness to His goodness, love, peace, and joy, and to the hope we have in and through Jesus. Our scripture for today is from Colossians 2 verses 6 to 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. So let us be determined this week to take heart, as we are never alone. We may face desert moments with trials and temptations of many kinds, but as God's children, we can boldly stand on our faith and on the Word of God. God promises us that He Himself goes before us and that He will never leave nor forsake us. What an encouragement to know that even if we are locked in during a time like this, we will never be locked out of God's goodness, grace, love, and protection. May we be found deeply rooted in the truth of God's Word, leaning into His promises and learning from Him how to overcome and flourish even when it seems impossible. And may we ask God for a touch of heaven. We may live in this world, but how amazing to be reminded by Jesus that we are not of this world. May we be diligent and intentional about our quiet time with God, asking Him to fill us afresh with His Spirit every morning, His Spirit of strength to withstand the onslaught of the enemy's attack, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, or physically, His Spirit of truth to sanctify us and set us free from strongholds, worry, or anxious thoughts, His Spirit of wisdom for discernment in what we look at and who we allow to speak into our hearts and minds, especially in the social media frenzy of our world, His Spirit of revelation, which supersedes and bypasses our limited perspective on what we see around us, and helping us to fix our eyes on Jesus, our eternal hope. His Spirit of joy, to overcome any situation or struggle we may face by rejoicing in the steadfast knowledge of who God is, because He is the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, the Sovereign God who saves, El-Roi, the One who sees, the Omnipotent, Omniscient, and Omnipresent One, the Great I Am, the Holy One, the One who restores our hope and peace, and the One who loves us unconditionally. He is truly the One who deserves every inch of our hearts and all of our praises. And let us ask God to fill us with His Spirit of boldness, to seize every opportunity to serve others, to shine our lights in a desperate and needy world, and to bear witness to the hope, joy, peace, and love we have found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
We thank You for Your Word, the bread of life. We also thank You, Lord, for desert times. We thank You that we know You are going to lead us out of the desert. Therefore, we want to clarify it, Lord, We love you. We will worship you and you alone. And we know when we need bread, you will be there, just like you did for your children, the Israelites, in the desert. Help us during our lockdown times, our desert times, our spiritually winter times. Oh God, we look upon you for new, fresh, spiritual water. Lord, we need a touch of God. We need revival in our own lives, but we need also revival in our communities, in our churches, and in our countries. Bless you, Lord. We honor you. We love you. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you for the cross, and we bless your name.
Heavenly Father, there are a lot of divisive situations in our world right now, but you have placed us here for a purpose. You desire for us to shine as lights in the darkness, to take a bold stand for truth when necessary, and to have the wisdom and discernment to know when to let go and trust you for outcomes beyond our reach. Let us ever rely on the fact that you are in control. And please help us to be channels of your love, compassion, and hope for those who are scared, lost, confused, and suffering in this world without you.
Our Lord God, we thank you for your eternal, steadfast goodness. We praise you for your word, which you have poured out into our hearts. Father God, we ask you to open our eyes to see beyond our current circumstances into the reality, the behind-the-scenes reality, the eternal perspective. Thank you for your goodness and your grace in sharing this vision with Isaiah, in having him write it down for the generations to come who would need it. Thank you that nothing surprises you. Not COVID, not political outcomes, nothing surprises you, Lord.
Them, you know the seasons that we're all walking, and you desire so deeply to meet with us, to bring us hope and joy and life and love and peace in those spaces. And God, I just speak that truth from your word, that joy always comes in the morning, that weeping may last for a night and the night may be long, but joy always comes in the morning. God, you are faithful like the rising of the sun. You always come. And I just pray, God, that you would set alight that desire in our hearts to carve out moments with you in our day, in our weeks, to really search and to hunger for your voice, to get your perspective on the things that we face in our lives, so that we can carve out and create that beautiful space with you that becomes that safe place, that refuge that we can return to when we're struggling.
Father, we are blown away that you've shown us your grace, that you've called us. And Father, we're also feel torn at times because we're living in this pandemic and we do want to reach out. We want to make disciples. But Father, at times we feel, how do we do this? What is the best way? Father, keep us rooted in your word so that we would be feeding off you, abiding in you. Lord, keep us close to our church family and for our Christian friends. Help us to spur one another on in love and good works. And Father, and I also pray that you give us wisdom in our own unique circles, with our family members, with our friends, with our neighbors, that you have placed us among, that you have given us access to. And Father, we praise you that you are with us even until the end of the age. We are not alone. We pray all this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.